Okay, thank you, Mr. Bryant. Next we have Dr. Shuyu Liu, who is currently an associate professor in the School of Public Health at Taipei Medical University in Taiwan. She received her MPH degree from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill and received her PhD in Community Health Sciences from the School of Public Health at UCLA. For the past 10 years, Dr. Liu has been conducting research in Taiwan, studying health behavior for disadvantaged groups, excuse me, such as indigenous people and injection drug users. In particular, she has focused her research on monitoring the health behavior of adult as well as juvenile inmates to identify the behaviors that would put them at risk of HIV infection. She has worked as the chair of the committee to draft the Healthy People 2020 objectives for the indigenous people in Taiwan and has been involved in several health promotion media campaigns and non-governmental organizations in Taiwan. Please welcome Dr. Liu.
Good morning, everyone. It's my pleasure to present my research in APHA, and my topic is gender differences in HIV prevalence and perception of harm reduction among adult inmates in Taiwan. And you can see this is our team members, and we also have two other team members also in this room, the Dr. Eugene Pan and Dr. Robert Mello. I think after my presentation, if you have tough questions, they will be available to answer your question. And if you want to test the gender difference, you can ask the same question, and we will show you the gender difference tool for the answer. Okay, first of all, I want to tell you that our research was funded by the Centers for Disease Control in Taiwan, and then I will tell you a little bit of background about HIV infection. Taiwan was experienced an explosive HIV infection among the injection drug user after the outbreak of the SARS in 2003. And you can see that this figure shows you the trend of the newly HIV cases in Taiwan since from the 1984 to now. And you can see the peak is in the 2005. And if we think about the different risk group, you can see that after the 2003, after the SARS outbreak, the ID use has an explosive increase. So we initiated a harm reduction program in Taiwan since 2005. And this program has three components. It includes the education, the needle syringe program, and the methadone maintenance treatment. And this graph shows you our recent publication in the Lancet. And we discuss about the importance of the education on harm reduction program. You can see this is the education intervention here, and the pink line shows you the peak of the infection among the IDUs, and we use the monthly report. And the methadone maintenance treatment is just initiated after the 2006, so we conclude that the education is the most important in the harm reduction. So in this study, our major purpose was to explore how men and women adult inmates differ in HIV prevalence and in their perception of the harm reduction efforts. There are 24 prisons in Taiwan, and in our study population, for the male part, we choose 7 prisons and do the census survey for the 7 prison, and so we get around 13,000 people's samples. The total inmate population in Taiwan is about 60,000, and so we think we have a good example size. But for the female, because they are less in the crime in the incarceration population, so we do the census survey for the female. So we recruit that 2,486 participants in 2007. And then we combine these two studies and do the gender comparison. Both surveys use a self-administered anonymous questionnaire. And the other background I need to tell you is that in Taiwan, we have a name-based HIV reporting system. And we also have official surveillance of prison inmates since 1990s. So that's why after the SARS outbreak, we find that why there is the increase of the prison, we find that they got the infection of HIV. Because every inmate, they will have a mandatory HIV blood test upon incarceration. So that means they get infection before they enter the prison, not outbreak within the prison. So I think there's a community outbreak. And because using the illicit drug was considered a crime in Taiwan, it's why we can find out why there's a big increase for the HIV infection. And the result, the table one is showing all the participants. And we can see that there's a many gender difference, significant gender difference in terms of like age or the level of education or the frequency of using condom when having sex. And also we can see that we will ask them if their current conviction is drug crime, because some people they might go to the jail and because of other crime, but they ever use drug. So we will distinguish that. We ask them, are they have the current conviction is drug crime, or they ever use drug, but they will commit the other crime. And we find that for female, many of them, they are drug crime. And among those, we find out the HIV infection rate for the male, for the total population, the male is 4%. For the female, is 5.6%. And the table 2, we want to use a subgroup of our population. We find the drug-using participant. If they say they ever use drug, then we put this in the table 2. Then we find that we have 9,977 samples. And also, we also find many significant gender difference. Like age, the female tend to be younger. And it is interesting to find out that when we ask them about the condom use, there are significant more female. They never use it. And we are thinking about why there's a big difference. We think that maybe female, they are more female, they have the fixed sexual partner, so they trust their partner, so they won't use. Or maybe because we know that they have more drug crime, so maybe they need to exchange they need to use the sex to exchange for the drugs. So maybe there's two major reasons why there's a big difference. And also we can see that we also ask them, because they are drug using participants, so we ask them, have you ever heard about the harm reduction program? And we can see that for the male, more male participants, they heard about the harm reduction. And then we think about maybe we should check the prevalence of the HIV infection in this group, and we find that the male tend to have more HIV prevalence and the female have the less HIV infection. And also we find that for the female patient, more of them they're using the injecting drug, they're injecting drugs. So we think maybe they are in the more risk for the HIV infection. And for the next table, we found that we use another subgroup for those people who are injection drug user. And then we compare the gender difference. We find that, of course, their age are different. And the female tend to be younger. And they also have different sharing needle behavior. And also this big difference for the reason for needle sharing. For instance, the female patient, the female participant, they will use the needle sharing to show their trust. Maybe according to our experience, there are more of the female participants, they were sharing the needle with their lover, and most of them were influenced by their boyfriend or their husband for using the drug. So there's a big gender difference. So I want to mention it again that the significant gender difference was found in the HIV prevalence. For all participants, there's 4% versus 5.6%. And for only IDU participants, there's 11.6% versus 9.4%. But it is noted that this prevalence is in the incarceration population, where lack of external validity. We don't know about the community people, but we know about those inmate group. So the conclusion is that significant gender difference were found in HIV prevalence and in awareness of the harm reduction efforts. And gender sensitive approach in tailoring of HIV and substance abuse health education should be enhanced. Thank you for your attention.